Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
1, 2, 3, my baby don't. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Joel, Barry, and Nick till 4, The Usual Suspects, and a guy that we really appreciate because he is now, I guess, an official friend of the show. One Jeff Blum, the outstanding television analyst for the Houston Astros that we lobbied hard for to make sure that he stayed with the team, and now he's on a championship broadcast team along with a championship team in the making. Blummer, we always appreciate you spending some time with us. How are you today, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you guys?
We're hanging in. At least you didn't get any good weather for the games this weekend, or at least today. Boy, it looks like it's crap out there.
Huh. Yeah, it's awful. If you're really struggling to get outside these days, this weekend might not be the time to do it.
Yeah, no question about it. We all know they're 3-1. We know the Stros are hot. They're hitting the long ball. But I'm just curious, from your perspective, is there anything that stands out to you that surprised you, positive or negatively? I mean, obviously the starting pitching's been great, but even the long balls, guys aren't hitting for averages and stringing hits together. They're going yard. But just your early thoughts on that first series against the Mariners.
The bright spot, obviously, I mean, you hit it. The starting rotation for me. I know we're going to see Mike Fiers tonight against the Kansas City Royals, but that being said, the 1-4 I've been really impressed with. It's been nice to see those guys go 6 innings plus. Dallas Keuchel looked like he was back in form. But the bullpen has been absolutely lights out. I know that Gustave had a little bit of a rough time, but Brad Peacock, oddly enough, who would have thought, came in and did a great job after walking that run in. But Chris Devinsky, real quick, just, you know, making his mark on the league all of a sudden again, starting what he finished last year, by going 4 strong and punching out 7, which had never been done in Major League Baseball. It was a hitless 4 innings. So I can't say enough good things about what Devo goes out there and does and how it affects other guys in that bullpen. Because if you remember that game Devo pitched in, Luke Gregerson and Ken Giles were both down. So it's a luxury having him. I'm a big fan of the home run. I know the Astros live and die by the home run. But I'd like to see a couple more guys on base when these guys start to launch, because the 2-3-run home runs alleviate a lot of pressure on that pitching staff. They're doing a great job in keeping other teams down, but you can only do that for so long. You need that offense to step up. But that being said, they're not striking out as much as they did starting out last season, so that's a good sign.
Hey, Blummer, first of all, I wanted to say thank you for explaining this new bat handle that people are starting to see, because I noticed it now in these last couple of games with Correa's bat, and I thought, what the hell is that? That looks weird. But I was glad you gave a perfect explanation of why they're going with this. I guess it's called an axe handle bat or whatever. But yeah, I appreciate, because that looked weird to me. So I'm glad you explained that to everybody watching the game. My question for you is, talk about this team's defense, because these first 4 games, I was, other than the few errors Alex Bregman made, I've really been pleased and kind of surprised by how well this team has defended in the field, including Gurriel at first base.
Yeah, you know what? He has been a surprise for me at first base, too. Sometimes that transition going across the diamond can be a little bit tough, because the angles you're seeing the ball off the bat can mess with you a little bit. And first base, believe it or not, actually has a lot to do with footwork. And I know that we've all been spoiled out here with Lance Berkman and Jeff Bagwell over the years. So they're really trying to find a guy who, obviously, it opened up a spot for Gurriel and his bat to go play first base. But I've been really impressed. A couple plays last night where he was off balance trying to make some plays on some hot smashes. What I like to see is that he didn't panic. That tells me that he's been working hard. He's comfortable. He's getting some reps out there. But he didn't panic. Popped up, made a couple of nice plays, getting the lead runner at second base. And we really don't have to talk about the outfield, because their worst outfielder is Nori Aoki, who could probably play center field for some ball clubs like the Seattle Mariners. They had him out there last year. So the outfield defense is superb. Alex Bregman, I'm not worried about him. People have to remember, he is a shortstop playing third base, even to this day. So he is still learning how to play third base. And it's a different arm angle. It's a lot longer throw. There's different footwork involved, but he's going to be just fine.
Any concern at all about Altuve? I know we know what he's done over the last couple of years. We know he's an all-star and an MVP candidate, but it just concerns me a little bit, some of the at-bats. Last night in particular with the bases loaded, there's no other guy you want up there. He's going to make contact. He's going to get at least one in. He slipped out of the box, but, you get the double play there. But it just seems like he's off balance a lot. We talked about it here on the show. He just doesn't look like his normal self right now.
Yeah, well, first things first, he is actually a human being. He's not a machine that goes out there and just rakes 200 hits a season. But by the end of the season, we'll be laughing because he'll have another 200-plus hits. But right now, he might be pressing a little bit. He's really found himself in some situations where they need him to come through. And he's sitting in that same dugout watching guys hit solo home run after solo home run. And then they finally get some guys on. He's in that spot, and they need that big hit, and he's been unable to come through. But I'm giving a little bit of credit to the Seattle Mariners pitching staff. I think they had a good game plan against him. It was a lot of off speed, kept him off. But that's just a phase he's going through right now. I think he's going to eventually figure it out. It just takes one or two balls to drop in the outfield for him, and all of a sudden he's turning into that 4 or 5 hit guy at night.
Jeff Blum joins us on the HRMP hotline. All right, Jeff, I got to ask you this because we had a caller bring it up earlier, and Seattle is leaving town, but did you hear that Seattle's ballpark is serving like fried grasshoppers? When you guys make the trip up there, you going to try that?
Oh my! I don't know. You'll probably have to ante up. I don't do things like that for cheap, man. But there is somebody on our crew who it might be a little bit of a food gamer, and we'll have to talk Julia Morales.
I was going to say,
you think she would do that?
I think she would. You know what? She's been to Japan a couple times. Yeah. She probably tried some crazy stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she follows the Hubs, and the Hubs was playing baseball over there. So, yeah, I was going to say either that or rookie orientation for your new partner and put Mr. Callis in front of some grasshopper.
There we go. That's a good call. I tell you what, if you put enough, Cholula or some kind of sauce on that thing, I might give it a shot.
Well, now it's high in protein and gluten-free. As we've researched this.
I was going to say, no GMO and gluten-free. Let's go.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Some of the other things we've been talking about that we know you will love to chime in on. We had a discussion today because we had people ask, what's the appropriate age to stop wearing jerseys at games and then also adults with gloves?
Adults with gloves? I'm all about self-preservation, having played a lot of third base and been in the booth for some foul balls, so I'm okay with the glove. I don't like these pancake-looking, flat, unbroken-in gloves that just look like you literally pulled it out from underneath your mattress and went to go play a softball game. Give me about self-preservation, so if you need the protection, bring it, especially if you've got family with you. The jersey thing's a little bit different for me because I have a bunch of old, Mitchell and Ness type jerseys.
Yep.
If a guy shows up and wears a jersey from his generation when he was a kid, I've got no problem with that.
All right. You sign a lot of Blummer jerseys coming up? I mean, people coming up with you and showing and wearing your Did you think it was weird to see a dude wearing your jersey with your name on the back?
Yeah, considering my level of play, yeah.
What if he had the bleached tips of the hair and the thumb guard?
Yeah, well, some guys try a little bit too hard. That might be good, taking it too far, and I have to call security.
All right, so how about this? On the topic of walk-up music, what was your walk-up music, and did you give guys in the locker room a hard time if for some of their selections?
Yeah, Hunter Pence was a guy I gave a hard time to, but we kind of messed around with each other with our walk-up music. I remember he gave me, some crazy cheesy pop song to walk up to. But I remember when I got my first arbitration check, I came up to Alien Ant Farm's Smooth Criminal. I thought that was kind of funny.
That's great.
But for the most part, to finish out like the last 10 years of my career, I came up to Chevelle. I'm a big fan of Chevelle. Had a chance to meet them. They were great to me. And I just came up to their song called The Red. And, it kind of the opening lyrics meant something to me, and it was, you know, it just kind of got me pumped, and it had a good beat to it.
That's awesome.
Nice.
And of course, we're deeply involved in the conversation we can't stand, which is the MVP category in the NBA. Where are you siding on Westbrook versus Harden?
I'm taking Harden. I'm a Houston guy. Come on, man.
See, that's not what we were looking for there. We were looking for objectivity on Major League Baseball's best color analyst.
Yeah, there's a reason I'm on the baseball side.
Hey, now, I heard you, I think it was last night on the broadcast, you were talking about, or maybe the night before, but you guys were talking about, you specifically, were talking about surfing in the bay behind the tankers.
Yeah.
You do that quite often? Because I have buddies that go do that as well.
No, you know what? I actually, a couple of years ago, I was watching a surf video called Step Into Liquid, and it showed these guys all over the earth surfing, you know, up in Lake Michigan on, you know, just hellacious windy days. And then they popped up, and they were in the Houston Bay following tankers up through the bay and surfing the wake of these tankers for like 10, 15 minutes, and I was fascinated by it. And, I mean, I've never done it. I've heard guys do it, and, I mean, it sounds incredible.
Yeah, I've got buddies that do it. Maybe I need to connect you guys so you can go give it a shot.
Or, that would be awesome.
Well, don't do it on a game day, Blummer, because back from my Rockets days, as Matt Bullard was working for me in our department, he neglected to tell me one time that he went skiing in Utah, and then as he took the most dangerous trail up there, he proceeded to hit his head with a tree.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. And basically, they put him on the phone with me to tell me what happened because they said, one, he will never remember anything he says to you. And two, if you yell at him, he will be just fine with it because he's on so much stuff that he's not going to remember that either. And I was like, okay, very good. So let's not do the surfing thing on a game day.
Yeah, let's not do that. We'll have to pick an off day and go down there and cruise because the last thing I want to do is go on concussion protocol for a broadcaster.
That's right. That's right. By the way, I do have, and I told the guys this, I do have a signed Jeff Blum 27 jersey, only I don't think it was game worn because it's like a medium that was in an auction. But, you know, I wouldn't put it past you. Maybe you did wear it once or twice. I don't know.
Hey, you never know. I've gained a lot of weight over the years.
Well, we appreciate you spending some time. We always appreciate watching you on the broadcast. You can catch Blummer every night on Astros Baseball on Root Sports. And we appreciate him stopping in every now and then to give us an Astros update. Blummer, have a great weekend.
I will. You guys have a good one, too. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Jeff Blum right there, always a good get, and we're always happy to have him on right here on The Usual Suspects. We've got a little bit more show to go, about 45 minutes, so we'll step away for a quick sec or two. Come back, and we'll have plenty more conversation. Feel free to join it if you'd like, 713-780-ESPN. Hit us up on Twitter. We're here till 4, ESPN 97.5.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Joel and Barry along with Nick here till 4. The Usual Suspects. We've been running the gamut as we always do. All in the name of good fun and entertainment. Great to have Jeff Blum join us. If you missed us, catch us on the podcast there because Blummer's always got great personality. He can break down baseball like a mother, but he can also have a little fun with us, which is great. Hopefully we'll have him on a regular basis.
Yeah, I was really hoping they re-sign him. Of all of the folks that they had on staff calling games, I used to love Jim Deshays, not going to lie.
I'm totally with you.
Jimmy Deshays was a fantastic listen, even on the radio. And I enjoyed Ashby quite a bit as well.
I did too.
But Blummer replaced Deshays as my favorite.
So are you with or against the new team? Because I think it's an acquired
taste. I
kind of
like it. I like it. On Root, on TV,
right.
I like it.
Because Callis's dad is a legend. Harry Callis, Hall of Fame broadcaster with the Phillies. And I said to Lisa the other night, she said, who is that? And I was with you. I kind of liked Ashby, but I'm good with this team. It's just an acquired taste because you're so used to hearing it done one way. And Ash, because he's a former player, he had color commentary as well. Worrell does that a lot too. He throws in a lot of his own analysis as well as just play-by-play.
Yeah.
But I think this team right here, when you give it a little time, I think they're going to be
just fine. I dig it. Now we've just got to work on the radio team.
Ooh, boy, that's going to take more work than we got here and in more sports than one.
They should have Bill Worrell.
They should.
They should do what?
To the radio team.
Yeah.
To Bill Worrell?
No, Bill Worrell should be on that team.
Yeah.
On the radio.
You know, Worrell used to do Astros games. You guys remember that, right?
Yeah.
As soon as Rocket season was over, he'd move over. And he was
I was telling Nick that on
analyst.
Sunday.
Yeah, I thought he was going to say, hell no, but he didn't. So.
But he hit that one all the way to Katie. Another Springer dinger.
No, I used to enjoy Worrell when he wasn't senile and giving out stupid ass sayings over and over. Which, by the way, when Springer hit the home run yesterday to lead off again, I immediately hopped on Twitter and tweeted to Adam Wexler, "Don't you dare!"
That's awesome.
And he was like, "I wouldn't go look." I said,
"There were plenty that
I said four run or four bagger or something like that." I was like, "Don't you dare!" Yeah, and then I just started being bombarded with tweets, people tagging me with Springer Dinger. I was like, "God, I hate y'all."
And even on Facebook, everybody, "Hey, another Springer Dinger!"
Just all right. Stop it.
There you go. Bring back the Great White.
No.
We also had a great conversation going on about the fact that the Mariners are actually selling and serving roasted grasshopper this year. And Vincent wants to get in here and talk a little bit about that. Vincent, what's up?
Hey, guys. Love your show, first of all. First time calling in a radio show. So.
Hey, thanks, Virgin. Yeah. Good job.
First for everything. Yeah, absolutely. So anyways, there's actually a place in Houston. I work with a guy that told me about it because I was reading about how they're like making all these things with crickets. Anyways, a place called Hugo's in Houston. There's grasshoppers that give you a tortilla, some avocado, and you put the grasshoppers right in, make yourself a little grasshopper burrito. It's actually not bad.
No,
not until you try it.
You tried it?
You ate it?
Yeah, I ate it. It wasn't bad. You know, a little rubbery aftertaste, which is kind of weird, but
you're talking about Hugo's on Westheimer?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, inside the loop.
Yeah, right by Montrose.
Wait. Okay, so you ate grasshopper. Now, you said a rubbery aftertaste, like when you eat alligator? Like, have you ever had, like, alligator or calamari?
Yeah, a little chewy.
Yeah,
chewy. It's kind of the aftertaste. Like, you know how kind of rubber would smell? You know how you can, like, kind of taste smells?
Yeah.
Kind of like that afterwards. But I will say, before that aftertaste, like the initial bite is not bad at all. The only weird part is you get like a little leg hanging out of your mouth or something.
Oh,
that's kind of gross.
God!
But you get over that, it's pretty good.
You're going to make me vomit on air. Stop. Now, and Nick with the grasshopper sound effects is not helping. Now, when you bite it, what does it feel like when you bite it? Like, is it like biting a, I don't know. Like, what is it like? What's the texture like?
Well, the texture is not bad. They kind of crisp it. So it's just crunchy.
So it's like biting a chip? Like biting a chip or is it like biting, you know, I don't know, like a hard taco? What is it like biting?
It's like biting the head off of a mud bug.
Kind of more like a hard, it's more like a hard taco, but it's not, it's really not that bad. I can't explain it. You guys, I mean, you don't have to try it, obviously.
No, I'm not going to try it, Vincent. There's no way.
It's worth trying.
And then you went home and kissed your girlfriend and she didn't realize you had grasshopper in your mouth. Gross.
Well, she was my girlfriend at the time when we went. She's now my wife. She had one as well.
She ate one too?
I was going to say, that was not going where I thought it was going, but I'm happy for you.
That's so gross. Bro, like, I'm glad you called. This was a great call, but you're nasty. Like, you're nasty as hell. I want you to know that, Vincent.
I thought you were going to say it's like everybody says with frog legs. Oh, it tastes like chicken. Everything tastes like chicken until you actually try it, then it tastes like ass.
Yeah. All right, well, appreciate the call, Vincent, man. Thanks. Don't be a stranger.
That was awesome.
Oh, God, that's so gross. A rubbery aftertaste. It's like, yeah, I had some grasshopper. It kind of tasted like a pencil eraser. Like, what? No.
I can't have any type of rubbery texture. Like, because that's like a texture. If it's hard to chew,
taste.
I don't want.
Like, what did you just do in there? Thank God the cameras aren't in here
today. Thank God we're not on TV.
Because the gesture that Nick just made was classic.
What were you just eating there, bud? That's not...
Well, based on your questions, I wasn't sure where you were going either. Like, when you put it in your mouth, what does it taste like? What does it feel like? I'm like, what are you doing?
I want to know what it tastes like to bite a grasshopper. Like, what is that like?
Well, if you're not going to try it, then why do you want to know so bad?
I picture it being like... I picture it being kind of like a really crisp like churro, like or a pork rind.
I bet it is.
Like you know you get pork skins or whatever.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what a grasshopper would taste like to bite. Like, it would almost be hollow in the middle, but crispy on the outside.
I thought that was your code name, like, when you came home, honey, you want to bite the grasshopper?
No. No. I have different codes.
I was with you, by the way, though, on the fact that, like, calamari.
See?
Like, it might be...
rubbery. But he said it tasted like the smell of rubber, which I get. Because, you know, sometimes you can... I don't know. This is going to... You know what? I'm not even going to say it. Because I was going to say, you know, sometimes you can taste a smell? And that makes no sense. I'm just a moron. That's the dumbest... Like, that would have been the dumbest thing for me to say. And then I just
give
said
it a try.
It.
Put it in your mouth, Barry.
No, I'm not. Like, stop. Yeah. Stop it.
You kept talking about the aftertaste.
I'm
like, come on.
Oh, God.
I couldn't say what I was thinking. But all right. All right, so we continue to roll on. We got about a half hour left in the show. Hopefully Kevin McHale, who's landed now, by the way, should be free to call us, or we'll call him and try and get him on the line, talk a little hoops. Mark, we see you. You want to talk Astros? We'll get to that as well. We'll wrap it up and put a bow on it for the week, which has been another outstanding one, all because of you, the listeners, that seem to love us and support us, and we love having you around. The Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4. We've got a couple of new segments coming up in the next week or so. One coming up right here we want to kick off. Big 3 with JB, where I kind of get a chance to just unscripted and uncensored to some degree. Get to give some hot takes on your Houston Rockets and other things, but we'll start with the Rockets because they're the hot topic. So without further ado, Nicholas.
This is the Big 3 with JB. Take 1.
First things first, Rockets fans, stop worrying about the most valuable player. It's going to take care of itself. Stop bashing on Russell Westbrook. Stop trying to pick out statistics that make him look lesser than James Harden. These are two all-star players having all-world caliber years in one of the best MVP races in a long, long time. Be happy you have one of those two players and concentrate on what really matters. That's the playoffs and a long playoff run. If you worry more about that than the other things, they'll take care of themselves and so will wins in the postseason. That's what you should be focused on first and foremost.
Take 2.
Treat the rest of the regular season as a preseason. Don't worry about it because you're going to be free to be the number 3 no matter what happens. Stop worrying about who's going to play what minutes or if James is going to get another triple-double and start worrying about just getting healthy and making sure that James Harden, who is your horse, the head of the snake and the straw that stirs the drink, is 100%. Because if he is, you got a really, really good chance. But if he's not and that wrist keeps getting banged around like Draymond Green did to him in a cheap shot last week, it's going to cause you problems come postseason when it really matters. So stop worrying about the MVP and also stop worrying about how many minutes and what stats James gets. Start worrying more about getting healthy so you can do what you need to do come playoff time.
Take 3.
Start getting a lot of minutes for guys that you may or may not use in the playoffs, i.e. Troy Williams and other guys like that. With Decker out, with Ryan Anderson coming back from a sprained ankle, you need to see what you've got and what they're going to be able to give you. Be careful with Anderson because he's coming back from injury. That's always going to be key. But he needs to get his cardio up and his game shape back so that he can be a factor come playoff time. And with a guy like Troy, you just want to see what he can do because there's an opening there for him with Decker out. But he's got to prove that he can take the big time stage, the bright lights, and fill in for Sam Decker and others, because if he can't, he's not going to be a factor at the end of the regular season. He definitely won't be a factor come postseason.
That was the Big 3 with JB.
So there you have it. On the fly, we'll throw some of those in for you. And again, after Rocket season, they don't have to necessarily be Rockets takes, but Nick with a great idea that we thought we could focus more on the team that everybody's talking about right now.
Word.
And you got one coming up.
Yeah, I just got to get off my lazy ass and write them. But yeah, I think we're going to do a rant.
Without it,
it'll be more of me just ranting on, you know, different topics of
Like people calling tomatoes, what was it, red things?
Red things. They can go to hell. Yeah. No. It's going to be. And then Dr. Duran 290 asked, was it a takeoff of Iraqi Pete? And I have no idea what the hell that is.
Who is that? What is that?
I have no idea. I just know that I've been tweeting every so often about just different people that I can go to hell for whatever reason I see fit. But yeah, so we'll turn it into something, and hopefully it'll be at least fun and entertaining.
Absolutely.
And hopefully some of you morons won't take it so serious.
Well, there was a lot that took it serious today.
Yeah. I got a couple of texts that said, you know, I wasn't far off in associating smell with taste. Somebody said on text, the majority of what we taste is detected by the nose. That's why the nose is right above the mouth. And then Josh Rapp said the same thing. Barry, you're not actually far off. A majority of your taste sense is based on your sense of smell. Richard Stites said pork rinds is exact in describing what it's like texture-wise to chew them, and it tastes like whatever spice they roasted them in. So grasshoppers like the tofu of bugs. They just taste like whatever flavoring you give them, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, apparently Richard had them on some tacos. And then Arian's Fetus tweeted this, and this is where I draw the line. And I think you're a bad parent, Arian's Fetus. He said, my kid ate a termite on a South American cruise and said it tasted like a peanut.
Come on, son.
Arian's Fetus can go to hell.
Arian's Fetus' son suddenly had a broken arm and a broken leg because the termite was doing some work.
Arian's Fetus let his kid eat a termite. That's a bad parent. What's wrong with you, bro? That's so gross.
Yikes.
Ugh. Peanut, though, huh? I do like peanuts. Would you ever eat a termite, either of you?
Absolutely not.
Completely, no.
No. When I was a baby, I accidentally ate a roach as a kid.
Ugh.
And and they said, my mom said she was doing something in the kitchen, and I was just sitting on the kitchen floor, and she looks up, and I have like a roach, just the ass of the roach hanging out of my mouth. And the legs are, you know, fighting like, oh, free me. And there I am just chomping away on a roach. And I was like, see, I knew I would grow up and be an idiot.
That's why you're a germaphobe.
That might be.
Yikes.
Yeah. 43-year-old me could go back and slap the crap out of 2-year-old me. I'd do it. That's so disgusting.
Because you know that back in the day, that means you had a roach that had just touched some 46-day-old cantaloupe after to eat stomping all over a pile of crap.
Something. Yeah. Lauren Pope tweeted me a picture of these Adidas that are made by a 3D printer, these sneakers. Have you seen this?
No, I saw something on the Today Show, though, that they were pumping the new Adidas shoe with technology that's supposed to be the most comfortable shoe out there.
Yeah, they're made. I don't know if this is the most comfortable, but yeah, it doesn't look bad either. I mean, I don't know if I would rock those with jeans or what.
Yeah, I think those were them, yeah. They look comfy.
Made from a 3D printer. I have seen it all. Pretty soon, you'll be able to 3D print a woman or whatever. All right, I'm not going to take that any further. I almost said something disgusting.
See.
And that's not my style, Joel.
No, of course not.
Like to keep it classy.
Let's get Mark in here. He's been waiting a while. Mark wants to talk about the Astros. Mark, what's up?
What's up, Joel? What's up, Barry?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, Barry, so I was one of the guys that was tweeting you yesterday, last night, when, you know, Springer hit that home run.
I hate you. And God, I hate you so much.
No, and you know what? I was the one who tweeted you. I was hoping Aoki would get on base and him hit a two-run home run to tie it up, but it just didn't happen for us.
Why? So you could say like if he hit it like a single, just call it an Aoki pokey. You see how ridiculous that sounds? That's what a Springer dinger sounds like to me.
Hey, you know what? Those two guys are going to have great seasons because of you.
They probably will. They probably will, Mark.
They will. I mean, you know, Aoki might lead the league in singles, and Springer might have 35 Springer dingers for you.
Oh, God. I want to hang up on you just for saying it again. Ugh.
but I just want to say, guys, you know, great show. I listen to you all the time, you know. And, hopefully let's keep those Springer dingers coming.
Never call back, Mark. Just kidding, bro. Call anytime.
Great call, Mark. Oh. Thanks for the support, man. What is it? The Aoki pokey?
Yeah, let's get an Aoki pokey just when he hits a single. Because he's, you know, he slaps the ball to left and dumps it right in front of the left fielder. Just call that an Aoki pokey.
Nick, I mean,
if we're
going
to get dumb with it, let's just keep being dumb with it.
Actually, we should have just told Blummer.
Oh, God. Maybe he could
mix it. You might have got it on the air tonight. We would have gotten some free promotion.
When he comes on next, we're going to do that. I'm going to see, because I am going to try to hook him up with my buddies that go surf the tankers in the bay.
I'm going to send him a
Bro,
tweet right
do
now.
Do you know, I would love to see, I would love to see him call it an Aoki Pokey and just see how many idiots try to take off with it on Twitter where they're like, that is so sweet, hashtag Aoki Pokey. See?
During the break, I'm sending Blummer a tweet.
You guys can't be trusted. No. I want to see what his thoughts are. Wait till he comes back, because okay. I want to ask him about Springer
Dinger. Well, you know someone that's listening now is going to hit him with it anyway.
I know, but I just want to wait and ask him at the time and then see if he'll use Aoki Pokey. So just wait.
All right.
Let's get him back and then ask him about Springer Dinger and what was the other ones? Colby Jack. But we'll ask him about all those. The Great White. We'll ask him about those and then see if he can mix in an Aoki Pokey for us.
Correa Playa? All right, we got one segment to go before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. So if you want to get in, make it good. Otherwise, we appreciate you doing what you know you should, and that's listening to us Monday through Friday, 1 to 4, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Yeah.
Joel, Nick, and Barry to wrap things up and put a bow on it. Been a good week. Lots of good conversation. Lots of good input from you, the listeners, and we always appreciate that. And as much as we don't appreciate some of the texts, we do appreciate all the input, whether it's text calls or tweets.
Yeah, we're getting texts. Got some love for your, what is it called? I almost said the
Big
word.
Three with JB, the Barry.
Know
your co-host segment.
Monster movie moments on Mondays with Trey.
Dude, it just started 7 minutes ago. Am I supposed to already have it memorized? Like, my God. But you're getting a lot of love on the text line for it. They enjoyed it. Yeah. And a couple of tweets even coming in saying they liked it. And Chris Jeffrey, I don't know how Chris Jeffrey managed to take something so terrible and actually make it worse. But he was like, what about a springy dinghy? Like, now you literally have taken something so terrible.
Bill Orell literally sounds better.
And made me hate it even more. How is that possible? But yeah, a couple of people are like, see, this is why I like the show, or shows like this is how Aoki Pokey would get started. So now they're probably, I'm like, okay. If I swear
then
to God.
Then you could make your own song.
No.
Would do Aoki Pokey.
Come on, Joel, get it right.
And what's the finish of that verse?
That's what it's all about. Somebody said on doubles and two on homers, they could do an Altuve for Tuve. That would definitely be something Worrell would say.
Yes.
That is definitely something he would do.
Correa double player.
Yeah, Correa starting a double play would be a Correa double player. Jason Holcomb said his favorite was still Conger Donger. Yeah, I know. I tried to get that one going, and no one. Maybe since I couldn't get Conger Donger going, Aoki Pokey will take off. Maybe. I doubt it. I don't know. I just kind of want one that's so ridiculous that people actually latch onto it and like it, so I can just kind of silently sit back and laugh at how dumb it is, but the fact that it's actually being used. That would be so wonderful.
Gattis kicking at us.
I'm gonna have to look at the lineup. This is
I'm thinking of the new guys.
And
McCann.
Well, every time McCann strikes out, they should just say McCant.
I guess McCann.
I guess he McCant. Like, that should be.
Well, when he hit that homer, you got a lot of Twitter guys. I think David Nuno was one of them. He's like, yes, he McCann. I'm like, oh, here you go.
Jeez. See, that's just, see.
I love Nuno.
I wish I would have seen that so I could have sent Nuno a hate tweet. Yeah, I love him too, but I would have sent him a hate tweet with that.
But he's in TV. Aren't you supposed to be a little
corny?
A little cheesy
corny?
When you're on TV?
Nothing about David Nuno should be corny. No. No. No, I'm sorry.
His
it should
suits
not.
Are.
His suits aren't corny.
Oh, my God.
He's got the shoes or the suits?
No, I'm just kidding, because he wears the skinny pants, with a lot of socks showing, because it looks like it's fashionably flooding in his house. Those kind of things.
He's very fashion forward. He's very hip.
That's why they're joined at the hip.
They're both very, trendy? gay. No. Oh.
Wow, there's that.
I'm just kidding. I wish I was that skinny so I could dress in style like that.
Outing the family men.
They're very hip and trendy. And I can't do that because I've still got a gut.
Gay.
Like, you can't have a gut and wear a skinny suit. Like, you can't. You can't
like
do
Scott,
that.
It's just not going to look right.
Yeah, that's true.
At the Masters this week, Scott Van Pelt's trying it, and then he sits down in Butler Cabin, and that tube just starts pushing through. He's got insulation.
He can't do that.
All right, Matthew, you've been waiting a little bit. You want to get in here. Rockets, Thunder, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Loving the show. Great job. Love those quick facts from the Rockets. I think you got to rest James Harden right now. Stop pursuing the MVP. I think Westbrook's going to take that. But I'm liking this matchup between Rockets and Thunder. I think these are two of the best pick-and-roll teams in the league right now, and I think it's just a great matchup to watch. What do you guys think?
Go ahead, Barry.
The Rockets and the Thunder, the best matchup in the league?
No, just a good – I think a good first-round matchup is what he was saying.
Oh, yeah. I think it'll be fun. I think that you have the added bonus of obviously the top two MVP candidates going at it for potentially seven games. I like that. That's going to be fun. But I suspect, though, you think where the Rockets steal one on the road?
I don't think it goes seven.
I think it goes five.
I think the Rockets win it in less than seven. I think that the fear is, but it's also a good thing for Rockets fans who in the past have gotten their first-round matchups on NBA TV, which suck and some people can't get, that you'll have the MVP hype overwhelm the hype on this series, so you'll get it on national TV and maybe even an ABC game, which is great for the team and exposure. But it will really what will really pan out is what we've been saying all along, which is the supporting cast for the Rockets is much better than the supporting cast of the Thunder, and they can shoot better.
Yeah.
And therefore you'll see the true colors come out, and I think that the Rockets will have their way with their style of play with the Thunder.
What is the season series at? Was it 3-1? That doesn't sound right. I gotta look it up. But no, I don't think I think it'll be compelling from that standpoint, but
did they only play three times? Because it was 2-1. Remember, they blew the one that they had. They were winning the whole game. I thought they blew one where they were up double digits the whole game, then went on a scoreless streak with about 6 minutes to play. Beverly got the stop on Westbrook there. They won on ABC here. So there's
no, they played four, according to what I just looked up.
I didn't know if they had played
Rockets
three or four.
Versus Thunder. Thunder won the first one. Rockets won the second one. And Rockets won the last three.
There you go. So
Thunder
3-1.
Won the first one.
3-1.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
And the only reason why the Rockets lost the first one was because they blew a big lead.
Yeah, and that's about how I think that it's going to go in the playoffs. I mean, I could see it going five, maybe six, but five probably.
I would say
about
if I was
right.
a betting man, I'd say five.
Yeah.
And it'll be interesting to see because just as we've said, what the teams are going to try and do to the Rockets are going to have to try to do to Westbrook, just take it out of his hands. You know, make it hard on him and make, even if you put two guys on him at all times and say, somebody else is going to beat me. I want Oladipo to make shots on the outside.
Yeah.
I want you to try and push the ball inside in the paint to Cantor and Adams and see what they can do.
Yeah.
So that's the quick take on if that is indeed going to be the first round, which it looks like it's going to be the first round matchup. So
Matthew said, anytime Redick hits a homer, it'll be ridiculous.
Did you see, by the way, that Jim Crane...
I won't allow that, Matthew.
...refers to him as JJ? You think he knows who he's got on his team, or is he still looking for a three run, the threes? He calls him JJ. They interviewed him the other day about Redick, and he goes, yeah, JJ, you know. And I'm like, you sure you got the right guy?
What's his middle name, though?
Oh. I hope it's John James or Jimmy. I don't know.
Nope, William Joshua Redick.
JJ, he's a heck of a player.
That's not good.
No. Not you know what good. Is good? We had a good week.
Yeah, it's fun.
It was good. You performing at all this weekend?
I am not. My next show is the 12th. And it's at the American Legion in the Heights, but I don't know the exact location. But all the proceeds go to the American Legion, which benefits military, ex-military veterans, and so forth. So, yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. And this is the show I was telling you about. The headliner is Tyshawn Shannon, who used to write for Saturday Night Live, won an Emmy writing for Saturday Night Live. He also wrote for In Living Color and the Jay Leno show. So, Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
That's very cool.
So, he's a beast, man. I mean, as far as... You know, guys that have made it in the business, Tyshawn is up there in the top three from the city.
That's awesome.
Bro, when you write
Houston, that's great.
When you write for Saturday Night Live for like 15 plus years, Yeah.
That's big time.
In fact, that's why I was thinking I'd like to get him on and just kind of figure out what are some of the most known sketches that he wrote for Saturday Night Live and, and In Living Color. Just kind of go down that path. So maybe I'll do that. I'll try to get him on early next week.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, the other thing too, I when you said that at first, I thought, well, American Legion kind of thing. I thought you're going to wear the vest with all the pins on it. It's going to be a bake sale. A bake sale. What is it? Either spaghetti or pancake supper.
Do they
to raise money?
Yeah. I performed there about a year ago. Naro Mack, who puts it on, is a veteran and a comic, and he hosted and he does a great. And bro, it's called comedy.
Where's the venue?
It's called the Heights Comedy Night now, and it sells out now.
How big is the venue?
It's like 120, 130, and it sells out. And yeah, the first time I did it though, the whole front row was old ladies. And I didn't care. I was like, you're still getting these D jokes no matter what. And they loved it. They had a blast.
Potty talk. Is that all you guys do is potty talk?
That was fun. So, yeah, if you can, I'll try to find some info and tweet it. Tune in next week, and I'll get the info for that.
All right, that does it for us. Fred, AJ, Jong, and the Blitz next. We appreciate y'all. Had a great week. We'll talk to you again and do it all over again starting Monday. The Usual Suspects, 1 to 4, right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.